welcome. I am Chris Cahill coming to you live from skidrowstudios.com, real radio on the internet. And the name of the show is Psychic Every Day. Tonight is Wednesday, May 29th, 2013. And welcome. Thanks for joining me tonight. Thank you so much for listening. And I have some very exciting news about what's happening around here at Skid Row Studios. We are starting to live stream our shows. So you can, when a show is live, you can catch the live stream. You'll need to sign up at live stream, and then you can just, you know, create an account. It's really easy to do and it's free. And then you can watch me or whoever else is doing their show around here while we are doing it, which is pretty fun. I told Jeremy earlier that today I signed up and I was so excited, and I, you know, looked to see who I could live stream, and I got to live stream a chair and a microphone. And now there's actually a person sitting in the chair with a microphone, and that would be me. So welcome, and thank you for listening to my show. Thank you, those of you who I've been hearing from. I've actually gotten to hear from a lot of people I never met before, and actually still haven't met face to face, but you've been listening and you've been letting me know, and I appreciate it. And I'm coming with a brand new show tonight. I'm bringing you a new show about being psychic every day, because I am, and so are you. It's a human thing to be. Tonight's show, the theme for tonight's show is about being psychic with your communication. And we'll be getting into a lot about that throughout the next hour. I will also be giving readings. So during the show, I'll be giving readings live while on air. And if you'd like to get a reading, wait till I get my show started so you know what I'm talking about. But if you'd like to get a reading, you can call 1-800-893-9562. And that will be going on until 8 o'clock Pacific time. Now, I'm here every Wednesday live, or at least most Wednesdays live, at 7 Pacific time. You can find this station and this show and, you know, a lot more shows too. It's skidrowstudios.com, and just do a search for Psychic Every Day. You can also find me at chriscahill.com, and I'm encouraging you to go look at my website, because I just redid it and I even have a brand new logo. I'm very proud of it. So it's still a work in progress, but it's looking good. You can also sign up for my mailing list. I have a little sign up on my website, and also my blog, psychiceveryday.com. You can also find me on Facebook. I'm kind of all over the place. So if you want to learn about, you know, get the scoop on what's happening that week and what the show is about and whatever else is happening in the psychic world on my end, you know, sign up for my newsletter and I'll send it to you. Now, a show about your psychic communication. My goodness. Well, first of all, being psychic is pretty much a human thing. It's just, you know, you hear me say this every week, and it's something that I'm pretty committed to talking about, how it's just a natural, normal human thing. We're born with a lot of abilities. And like it or not, you already use them. You know, whether you're conscious of them or not, you're already using many of your abilities. And I would wager that one of the things that you do use quite often without even thinking about it or being conscious of it has to do with your communication abilities. Now, I'm not talking about just talking, just speaking, just saying hello to somebody or telling them something or communicating on that level. I'm talking about things like, well, let's see, what else is part of your communication ability? Telepathy, clairaudience, the ability to hear energy clearly. Also, intuition. There's that ability to speak, you know, face-to-face with somebody directly, sort of on a one-on-one level, and then also to speak to great amounts of people, a lot of people at once, sort of that narrow band and broad band. And believe it or not, being able to hear clearly and to be heard is included in that ability, that psychic communication center you have, your energy center at your throat called your fifth chakra. And it contains all of these different kinds of abilities. And when you're able to access this energy center and those abilities and own them for yourself, it makes it a lot easier for you to create, to express, to have that inner voice going on, to access your own telepathy, your own intuition, to hear energy clearly, which is clairaudience. So I'm kind of giving it the big picture to get started here. But I'm going to go into a lot of this, just, you know, kind of give you some sort of smaller snapshots or just try to put this together in a different way. Now, communication is a big part of what we do. It's a huge part of life. No matter what you do or where you go, you have to communicate. And that's a given. That's something that we all just take for granted. Everybody has different ways of communicating. You might be really good at communicating face-to-face with somebody, and it might be more difficult for you to actually write something down, you know, to write as clearly as you speak. Or it might be that you're really good at the writing part or the expressing on that level, but it's more challenging for you to talk to somebody and tell them exactly what you're feeling. Or it could be, too, that along with that communication levels, you actually are very good at that inner voice. This is an important part of you, your ability to hear yourself, your own voice, to be able to access your truth or access your own expression levels and have it inside of you so that you can work with that, so you can use it. And your fifth chakra, your energy center called your fifth chakra, also known as the throat chakra, is located at the base of your throat. It's your communication center. This is the part of you that's kind of the center of it all sometimes. So whether you're trying to work, you know, to listen more to your inner voice and really be able to hear yourself clearly, or you really want to communicate to bigger and bigger audiences, maybe you're in the process right now of learning how to do that. Maybe you're trying to grow a business or grow your, you know, maybe you have a band and you're trying to get more people to listen to your music. Or maybe you're, you know, an actor or a performer of some kind and you really want more people to hear you. You want to communicate on that bigger level. And it's interesting how when you start to clean up your own communication center within yourself, within your space, your fifth chakra, your ability to have communication, that other things in the outside world actually start to open up for you. So let me get into some examples of what I'm talking about. Now, the psychic ability, the name of the ability located in your fifth chakra at your throat is called clairaudience. And clairaudience, I love that audience is part of the word, but it is an ability. And clairaudience is the ability to hear energy clearly. And all this other stuff I'm talking about goes along with that. If you can hear clearly, then you might be able to, for example, hear what's happening, you know, in your field, in your world, even if it's not somebody necessarily coming up to you and speaking directly to you and saying, hey, this is happening, but you have it on another level. Sort of you hear it, sort of on an intuitive level or a telepathic level, you get it. It's a guide. It's a way that you just get it on some level where you know, oh, I want to do this to help create a little bit more success for what I'm doing, you know, to kind of amp it up a little or take some steps with it. So you start to hear the energy on some level. It could be that you're really interested or very into using your intuition. You do already. And that's a big part of it. A lot of that is located or based at that throat chakra, intuition. It's in different parts of you, but that's one big place. Telepathy, the ability to communicate without words. How often do you do that with people? You might have a really good friend or someone you're very close to, and you both just know what you're trying to say to each other without speaking. And that's telepathic communication. Maybe you do that with your pet. You might do that with animals, and they're good at that. Animals are really good at telepathy, and also they're good at clairvoyance. So you can see that actually the practical applications of being able to access your own fifth chakra communication center are pretty big. And they get more interesting as you start to have this for yourself. I am Chris Cahill, and if you're just joining me now, you're coming into a live show on May 29th, in the Wednesday night, at skidrowstudios.com. And you can listen to the show. You can also watch us because we are now live streaming. And if you would like to get a reading, I'm giving readings during the show about your communication center, your communication space, and your communication ability. However, I'm just working it from a communication standpoint. So call me to get a reading. The number is 1-800-893-9562. We live in a communication age. I already said that, but we do. You just really can't get away from it. And what's really fun about it is all the stuff we've created as part of our communication age. So because we're in a communication age to begin with, or we evolved into one, we have things like Facebook and Twitter and all that other social media. We have all the things we use now, like smartphones, and people have their own blogs and sites, and there's a lot of freedom in communication that we did not have even 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. Things have developed and evolved so much, which means that you are evolving on a communication level. Whether you are conscious of that or not, the way you communicate now is changing you, and it's changing each of us. It's kind of cool. I do have my first caller, and I would like to give a reading. And hello, you're live.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Caitlin.
Caitlin, nice to hear your voice. I'm Chris.
Thanks. Nice to meet you.
Well, thanks for calling in. Would you like a reading?
I would.
Well, tell me, what do you have a question?
I do have a question, or somewhat of a question. I'm not sure how you want to tie it in with communicating, but I guess it's related to a career for me. I'm kind of in that quarter life crisis where I'm not quite sure what I want to do with the rest of my life. I know I want to do something with intuition. I'm just not sure how that's going to manifest out in society, just because it's not always accepted. So I've thought about things like chiropractic care or what, but really I don't know where to go.
I love that you're calling it a quarter life crisis. I'm going to start using that. Actually, when I turned 25 many years ago, I called it my quarter century of progress. So you might want to look at it as your quarter century of progress is forcing you to change. How's that?
Yeah, I can see it that way.
Okay, because that's the positive. I'll always go there, even if it's annoying. I promise. But what I'm going to do is take a look at the way that you are learning to communicate in the world that is changing for you right now. And when you said, and this is the key, the picture that goes along with your intuition, you're a healer. You are a healer. And so one of the things I see you're trying to do is learn how to communicate about healing on some level in the world. So whether that is, being a chiropractor, or being, an herbalist or acupuncture or some other, or a psychic, some way of expressing, the communication center, fifth chakra, it has everything to do with being able to express. And the other thing you said, this is actually where the energy is. The picture was, it's not widely accepted in the world. It depends on which world you're talking to. In my world, it's widely accepted. And if you decide that intuition for you is widely accepted, it will be. Now, here's the other part of this. The thing it looks like you're running into, the step you're having to take, and this is where we get into the reading. The picture I see is that you're having to step over a great big block that was put in your way, that is other people's information that's authority. Kind of like authority, like what makes sense, what you should do, what is real, what is not real. Intuition's a nice word for many people. They will accept it more than they will accept clairvoyance, or they will, accept other things. But what you're learning how to do, and this is going to be your, what I would suggest to you, kind of as your next step here, start to look and see whose authority are you allowing to take over what you want. Because what you want is real, and you may not have the picture yet for what you want. I don't see it as a nice, neat package of what the career should be. I see it as the basic place you're working right now is you learning how to step up and own what you want. And I keep seeing patriarchal energy, not to blame that energy, but it's sort of like somebody else is saying, but this is how it is. And you saying, okay, I guess that's how it is. No, it's not. how it is changing.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah, it's a father
and
energy.
I was kind of afraid that what I will eventually be doing will be kind of scattered all over the place, and I've kind of come to terms with the fact that it's not going to be this traditional career that I just do one thing and that's it. I feel like I may be doing lots of different things, and I'm not sure where that's going to go yet, but
right.
I just think it will be scattered.
And that's actually kind of how things are these days, and that's okay because it helps you be more well-rounded. So just to finish up here, one thing I'd love to say to you is start writing. Start writing it down. Start writing what you want. And start writing down your own truth about this and be really honest with yourself because you'll start to find your way. You're having to find your way past other people's info.
Yeah,
thank you so much for listening and for calling in. I really appreciate it. It was nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So a couple of things I want to mention with that call, some of this came up. Expression. Your communication center has to do with expressing yourself. It's being able to express yourself. And that may mean not just being able to express yourself, you know, honestly, in terms of how you feel, your emotions, what's real for you, what you're experiencing. And if you can learn how to do that without making it anybody else's problem, kind of, you know, take responsibility for how you're feeling, but it's about being able to be honest and truthful. You know, were you allowed to feel how you feel growing up? Was it that you were supposed to hide it or not somehow let it out? Or was it considered something that, you know, that was inconvenient or others didn't want to hear? That's that kind of expression. And another way to look at this is your creative expression. And wow, is that ever fun to have. I have another caller right now. Let's see who's here. Hello there. You're live.
Hi, it's Austin.
Austin, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Thanks for listening and for calling.
Thanks for doing this subject tonight. I think that you were kind of speaking along the lines of what I was going to ask about, which is sort of, how do you tell the difference between things like what the previous caller was talking about, where maybe there's expectations in the world about what she should do or want for her life, as opposed to what she wants, as opposed to maybe what her psychic abilities are telling her or pulling her towards?
Let me just answer that right away. Actually, if you are listening to what you want, your abilities will be part of that. So they will tell you, they will help you. It's not that your abilities necessarily want you to go be a psychic in the world. You can if you want, but you already are actually. You may not just call yourself that or be giving readings to people, but you're already using those abilities. And that's the point of this, having your own communication for yourself and having it be real. You know, just being able to use it helps you access those expression and communication abilities. So,
okay.
And for you, and I'm just going to give you a quick little hello here. For you, that's part of what you're learning how to do, too. You've already been doing it for a while, but it is that letting go of judgment. The picture is that you're, oh, this is so cool. And because I know you, I know what you love to do, and you love to make hats, among other things. And the picture you see is that there's this great, big, giant hat on your head, that's like the Mad Hatter's hat, like a really cool, big old, you know, top hat. And you are holding it above your head and trying not to let it fall over your face. And you're, at first, it's really cool, like, wow, this is a really neat hat. Where'd this come from? And then you start to realize it's not your hat. You didn't make it. Yours would be very female. Yours would be like a more organically shaped, kind of cool looking, funky, you know, abstract thing, you know, that's really beautiful. And this is something heavy and unwieldy, and it's on your head, which, you know, what's on your head. It's your crown chakra, that chakra that has to do with your knowing. So a lot about what you're asking about has to do with seniority. And for everybody who is listening to this, seniority means being able to be the one who's senior in your own space, so that your information is what's true for you. And that goes along with communication, because if you're listening to what you know, then you can access that information on a communication level. So there.
That's great.
Yeah. Good luck, Austin. Thanks for listening and for calling in.
Oh, yeah. It's another great show.
Good. Thank you. I'm having fun.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, everyone. I am Chris Cahill. You are listening to Psychic Every Day Live, and we're live streaming tonight's show. I'm taking calls. All you people who are very patiently waiting, I will be taking more calls in just a moment. Just want to mention, again, we are doing a show about communication. Communication and your communication center. And I will take another caller right now. Who's here?
This is Melissa.
Melissa, hi. Thanks for listening and for calling in. How are you doing?
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Good.
What can I look at for you?
Well, I'm having a lot of communication problems with my daughter. And it just seems to be destroying our relationship. It seems to me that she really wants to talk, but won't tell me what it is she wants to talk about. And I'm supposed to know, and I don't know what it is that's bothering her.
How old is your daughter?
She's 25.
Yeah. So like my first caller, too. So she's hit her quarter century of progress. And what I see, exactly, the picture I see with you and your daughter, there's a picture that for a long time you were standing by, you know, holding on to a little raincoat for her just in case it started raining. And, you know, you were standing there saying, okay, I've got a raincoat in case it starts raining. And she's standing there saying, no, it's fine. It's not raining right now. It's all good. I'm fine. But then I see that what she started doing was kind of pulling away a little bit, needing to, for whatever her reason was. But the picture I see is that she wanted to get away from the needing you to be standing there wanting to help her. And it's not that you did anything wrong or she did, but the picture is I see her really trying to get her own space, you know, to really get her own self together. And it looks like what she's got going on inside of her is a little bit like a roller coaster. Sort of like there's all this up and down energy. And it's not, I don't see that as being a bad thing so much as something she's going through right now, just spiritually and emotionally and on a growth level. And what I see that you should do whatever your intuition tells you or your feelings tell you. But what I do see is that one thing she's trying to do is get her space. And it may be a little strange while she's doing it for you because she is getting her space with everyone, and that includes you. And it looks like when she's ready to communicate, she will. But what I see right now is she's in a time where I see a lot of anger in her space where she's trying to figure out how does she communicate. She's trying to learn how to communicate like an adult. And it's not that she doesn't know how to, but it looks like she's trying to take a step with that. So what I see that looks like it may be helpful for you, Melissa, is let her have her space and have yours. But if you can, clear out that communication between the two of you on your end. Like, don't take responsibility for her need to, the way she's communicating. And I know it's hard not to take it personally because your relationship's changing now, but that doesn't mean it's going to be destroyed. And it looks like it'll be easier if you can get out of some of the pain and the drama to have more of an intuition about this, because you've got really good intuition. But if you can step back and let her have her space right now, it looks like that will help both of you.
Okay, I'm hearing from other family members that she's mad at me because I won't communicate. And I've been thinking she just wants her space, so I step back. But then I'm seen as I'm not approaching her and discussing things. So,
well, it looks like you're trying to not be the mommy anymore. And I don't mean in a bad way. You're trying not to be responsible for that. That's also her needing to step up as an adult.
Right.
So this is going to be the thing, you know, if you can get everybody else out of your communication space with your daughter and just clear the space on your end and listen to what you want to do next with that. I do not believe in giving people direct advice and saying, go do this or don't go do that. But it does look to me like getting your space is going to help here.
Okay. Okay, great.
All right. I wish you the best. Good luck.
Thanks
for listening and for calling. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet, and this is Chris Cahill with Psychic Every Day. And you can also find me on Facebook at Chris Cahill Psychic. That's my page. And you can also find me on Twitter. Chris Cahill is my Twitter name. And you will also find me here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific time. I am live coming to you with a show about communication. Now, a couple things I just want to mention there. I do have some more calls I'll be taking through the show. But there's a couple things I'd like to talk about with your communication. One thing, now with all the communication we have in the world and all the stuff I started getting into before the callers with all the social media and the ways that we have to communicate with each other, we have a lot of ways to communicate. You really can't not communicate with people. It's pretty impossible, and you're expected to communicate. So that can be kind of a thing. You know, we've made it more convenient to communicate, but then that expectation is placed in everyone's space. You have a phone, you better answer my tweet in about, you know, like right after I send it, or you better be available. So it's that kind of demand or expectation that comes in along with a lot of this communication. I have made it a point to turn my phone off and ignore it for hours. I just do. I just can't be on call and I won't. And I do find that that helps a lot with having that inner voice working really well, like to step away from communication when I just know I don't want it. And then I'm pretty good about having it when I do. And for you, you just have to look and see what's working. I mean, if you're always tied in with all the external communication devices, you may be forgetting that your own communication center within you is your most valuable communication tool. And I mean, by that, I mean that inner voice, that ability to express, to communicate, your fifth chakra, your clairaudience, your own intuition, your own ability to have telepathy. If you can own and use as part of yourself, and you can hear yourself and others clearly, it's a lot easier to own your communication space and express yourself. And then it doesn't get owned by other people. I have another caller. I'd like to give another reading right now. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. What's your name?
My name's David.
David, thanks for calling and for listening. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
But I actually used to live underneath someone named Chris Cahill when I lived in Chicago.
Are you Dave Lockman?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm good. I want to ask you, how are your bees?
Bees are good. Half my bees made it through the winter, which is pretty good out here.
That's really good news because we keep hearing bad news about bees. Talk about creatures that know how to communicate. I'm telling you, buzz, buzz. Well, David, so nice to hear your voice. Would you like a reading? I've never given you one before.
I know. I would love a reading. And all the things you've been saying so far tonight have been very, very resonant with me.
Oh, excellent. Well, what's your question?
You know, the fifth chakra has always been really hard for me. The last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of transformation and keep coming back to this chakra and trying to figure out what I need to do to sort of take the next step in my creative work.
Oh, good.
It seems to relate to that.
Yeah, because it does, absolutely. It has to do with expression and being able to, not just to do the actual creative work, but also to tell other people about it. Let me take a look at that, your fifth chakra. One thing I see just as I get started is I'm looking at your fifth chakra and it looks like you have been over the past couple of years. The picture is it's kind of like a cool machine like you might find on a farm, you know, some big old thing that, you know, the farmer has to go out and tinker with it from once in a while and sort of clean it out because it gets choked up or clogged up. And I see this picture of you tinkering with it and getting it. You've been playing with the speed at how much it's open or how fast it works or whether it is working, because it looks like for a while there it was sort of choked up or congested with what looked like a very dark energy, kind of some, which looks like pain or, you know, kind of like difficult or heavy energy. And so it looks like over the past couple of years you've been cleaning it out and there's a lot of new growth with the fifth chakra itself. It's at this bright, bright green right now. That's the color I see. And it's not that it's there all the time, but there is a lot of healing and growth happening. And I see that it looks like almost like a brand new meadow that's just starting to get seeded with flowers and with new things. And so it's not defined yet. You know, it's kind of, it looks like what you're doing is you're learning, you're looking at what do I want to plant here? Like, what do I want this space to look like? And it looks to me like what you've had to do to get to the place you're even at now. And it's a good idea to validate that you actually have moved a lot out, even if you, you were trying to for a while, but even if it's not clear that you have, you know, to you, but you have. Energetically, and there will be it will be transferring on a body level. Like you will be bringing it in more, but it looks like some of what you've had to move out was other people's information about how you're supposed to use a fifth chakra and what it's for and what you're allowed to express. And you've been getting more and more into your body over the years, kind of like, you know, in on a body level, differently than you were when you were younger. Is the picture, and that's been helping you get clearer about what you want to express, because what's part of the body, the emotions, and there's been a deepening on an emotional level for you. And now I am not at all anti-intellectual. I'm very pro, but the picture is you were much more in the intellect and much less in the body and the emotions years back, and there's a difference now. There's an emotional healing and growth. And there's something about your fifth chakra being connected with that. So it looks like the expressing you want to do and the communication with your creativity comes from this really deep place that you're starting to be safe enough to open up. And in the past, it looks like you weren't necessarily safe enough to go there except on an intellectual level. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And what you're doing... It's good. That's good. I'm glad because you have really deep emotional reservoirs. I mean, you've got those abilities, but they've been sort of, it's almost like they were being skirted above because they were scary. And I don't see that that's all your energy. It looks to me like it's a lot about group and family too. And you stepping away from some of the ways you thought you had to be into what you really want to be.
Right.
So... You've decided to be an emotional person when you grew up, which is a nice thing because it's going to be affecting how you communicate, Dave. It's going to really make a big difference. Yay.
Okay.
I'd say for
That's
your next
great.
Step, just let yourself have it. Go there.
All right.
And
cool.
It was so nice talking to you. I'm really happy I got to hear your voice.
Yeah, great to talk to you.
Oh,
thanks
a lot. Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. I am talking about fifth chakras and communications and expression and emotions and all kinds of gooey stuff, and it's really fun. So I want to get into a little bit more about communicating and psychic abilities and your psychic communication abilities too. Now, a couple things. I was just talking about living in a communication age and how we have everything open to us. We have all kinds of ways, any way you can think of to communicate. We have it, and we're creating more all the time. The funny thing is that just because we know how to do all this communicating, it doesn't mean we know how to listen. Isn't that amusing? The demand to communicate and to kind of, you know, gain attention or pay attention to other people who are communicating to kind of attract attention, or they want your attention. And that's, you know, really what it's about too. And it's not a bad thing. It's a fun game. But it's not so much about making listening a priority. So when you create something that people really want to listen to, that they just love, or they let you know, whether you're a musician or you're a radio show host or you're a speaker or a teacher or you write or you create paintings or whatever you do, you're creating something people can listen to and they can hear on some level. You really are doing something because there's so much competition about that. But listening itself is also an art. The ability to listen to yourself, you know, to listen to your own body, to listen to the earth, to listen to birds, to listen to your true feelings, maybe to a tree. I have a friend who regularly goes and meditates by trees and listens to them. It's really an art to be able to do all that. Okay, I will take another caller now. Good evening.
Hi, Chris. It's Leanne.
Leanne, hi. Thanks for listening. Nice to hear you.
Yeah. Well, nice to be here.
Well, good. Tell me, what's your question? I'd love to give you a reading if you want one.
Yes, please. Mine is due to, I feel like I have a lot of kind of anger in my communication, whether it's within like a intimate relationship or family or even the AT&T customer service rep. I tend to, you know, raise my voice easily, and then I know I'm not being heard. I don't know where all the anger comes from. I think part of it is that I've kind of always felt misunderstood.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely a problem on a personal level, you know, because it's like the other person's not raising their voice, and I always
okay.
tend to be the one to raise it first. But
let me
also,
go in and let me go in and look at that, because I can see that right away. And not to interrupt you, but it's just I actually still have so many calls tonight. It's really wild. It's like a communication night, and it's all about getting calls tonight. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But when I look at this, the picture I see, there were two. One right away when you started talking about this and started asking the question. The picture was you being the horse leading the cart, but you, the horse, are fiery. And you're like this, just brilliant, you know, like you're just most beautiful, brilliant, amazing stallion, just like ready to roll, ready to go. And whoever put the cart on you, you know, like as a yoke around your neck and shoulders and body, it's a really slow, heavy cart. And you, the horse, are like, I know where I'm going. I know where I need to go. I don't need this cart. And I see this picture of like everyone adding stuff to the cart, like saying, wait, you've got to take this with you on your commute, you know, as you go. And you're like, no, I can get there and back, you know, in 10 times over the amount of time it's going to take me with you putting all this on me. And so it looks like what you've been doing is just handling all this resistance to you going fast. You're fiery. And hey, I'm fiery. I get it. And it's like,
right.
I tend to interrupt people a lot. But what I see is...
It's just a perfect analogy.
It's a good... It's a picture. It's the picture
right.
I see. And when I look at you taking a step with this, it looks like a little bit of amusement added to that anger would not be a bad thing. A little
okay.
bit of amusement and a little bit of forgiveness. And
right.
you might want to just notice that actually what you're hitting is a demand that you... It's also really hard for you to take orders, and I don't blame you. I honestly don't like doing that either, but that's the picture, too, is sometimes what goes in the cart are the demands, and you resist
right.
the demands because you don't want, you're like, no, don't give me that. Just, you know, you just want it, like, straight to the point. Here we go. Boom, boom, bada boom, bada bing. Let's do it. And it looks like what you're
right.
hitting is just all this stuff. So it looks like if you can clear your resistance to that and find some amusement, and just start to heal your own communication center, because that other part about not being heard is very true. Like there's a, that's part of the ability to hear clearly is to be heard. And it looks like what you've been doing since you've been also working on getting more seniority in your space, like getting past certain old, you know, the stuff you're still working on, the old authority energy.
Mm-hmm.
Clear your resistance to authority because you're becoming one. You are one, right? Because you're running
right.
your own thing. Clear your resistance to authority and let others have theirs, but they don't have to have it in your space. So you
right.
might want to work
right.
a little bit like lighter, just like, and forgive yourself. You're fiery. No big deal. No biggie.
Right.
You're fiery.
And you, my phone cut out. You said clear resistance to what?
Authority.
Oh, authority. Got it.
Yeah,
got it.
Including your own.
Right.
Because others who are resisting your authority.
Okay.
And
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Isn't that
exactly.
excellent? Just own your authority, have some amusement, have some forgiveness. You'll do great.
Got it. Okay.
You're growing.
Thank you,
Chris. Thank you, Leanne.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. I am Chris Cahill. You are listening to my show, Psychic Every Day, at SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. And it's a live show. It's a lot of fun. We're talking about communication. I've had a lot of callers, more callers than I've ever had for any of my shows. And I'm doing a show about communication, so it's kind of fun. So I'll be taking a couple more callers during the show tonight. I do have some waiting here. Thank you, people, for being patient. I really appreciate it. And also to everybody who's calling and who's been listening. Now, I have a suggestion. This is not me saying what you should do, but getting back into that whole thing about listening, you know, being able to listen and to really be able to listen to yourself. Listening is an art form. It really, really is the art of listening. And when you start to practice that, you know, and you might do it in some parts of your life, you might be really good at listening to music. If you're a musician, I hope you are, because that's a big part of being a musician. You have to know how to listen, to really listen well. But anybody who loves to listen to music, you know that if you can really just take your time and listen to a piece of music without having any interruptions, you know, constant whatever, interruptions, texting, calls, or other sound, but just be there with it, you can really get something from that on a very wonderful healing level. And that's part of the beauty of music. Music is really of the soul. So that's one example. But here are some other suggestions I have for how to maybe increase that or become very good at being a listener. First of all, do all that unplugging stuff, you know, kind of just step away, maybe get conscious about how much you're plugged in. How much are you, you know, on demand to answer those emails or text back or listen, pick up the phone or all of those things? How much do you have to have sound on all the time around you? You know, maybe you have to have a television on or you have to, it's just unconscious or it's automatic. So start to get conscious about that. And rather than needing something to fill that space up, how about just listening? And how about this? So do all that unplugging, go out in nature. Go for a walk. Go to a garden or to a forest or to somebody's yard or just outside your own house. You know, and just start to listen. You can also take it a little further. Go on a vacation, a camping trip, or someplace where you can be quiet, where you can just be in a space where you can be quiet. I love to camp, and I'm always amazed at the number of people who go camping and cannot shut up. Like, you hear them all over the place. They go camping, they're in the middle of this beautiful forest, and they have a radio on, and I just want to go up to them and yell, but I don't. I just sort of silently wish they would turn it off. But it's really amazing. Like, listen to the forest, you know, listen to the earth, listen to what's happening. Because there's the rest of the time in your life to listen to all the noise, the traffic, just the sounds of being in a city or being wherever you live. And all those sounds are fine, you know, they're beautiful, and it's nice to be around people and people make noise. But it's also nice to remember you can practice the art of listening. You can also start to meditate. So even if you are in the middle of noisy busyness, you can create some space. Go within and listen to yourself. That's actually how you're going to learn who you are and get that inner voice going. Meditation is a really great way to learn more about you. It's that inner communication, and it's really good for you, really good in a very many ways. Might help you increase your just feeling good or your amusement levels, or learning things that you've been trying to understand for yourself. Meditation helps. I will take another caller right now. I do have somebody who's been waiting here. Good evening. Hi, you're live.
Hi.
Yes, it's Chris. Who is this?
My name is Sasha.
Sasha?
Yes, and I'm calling from Santa Monica.
Wonderful. Thank you for listening and for calling.
Sure. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Can I give you a reading?
I would love one. Thank you.
All right. You know what my theme is tonight. Do you have a specific question, or do you want me to just look at your communication space?
I guess looking at my communication space, it's kind of funny, I'll be honest, because I couldn't listen to your show right now, but I knew you were on, and I really wanted to have a reading, so I just called and I got through.
Oh, so you haven't been listening to the show tonight?
No,
funny.
I couldn't get, I couldn't stream it, but so I just called the studio.
Okay, well, it's on. You can always go and listen to it in the archives if you want, and you can also listen to it on iTunes, because I have a podcast on iTunes. This show becomes a podcast, and for everybody listening, you can subscribe to my podcast for free and just get it in your downloads. Yay! Anyway, I'm going to give you a reading, just a little brief reading here on your communication space. Now, I'm doing kind of a general overall, and the picture I see just as I start to look at it is this picture of you standing under this big giant, what looks like this big giant flower. And the flower, you're holding the stem of the flower, but the flower, it looked at first like an umbrella, but it actually is kind of like a great big, like a Gerber daisy looking flower. And it's above you. It's like, looks like it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then is getting bigger above you. Like there's something about the flower. It represents your communication space. And it looks like what it's doing is it's kind of creating sort of a divide between you and, or there's energy in there that's sort of a divide between you and being right underneath your own sunshine, your own ability to have your own sunshine. Like there's something about the communication or the demand on your communication to be so big. Uh-huh. Now what I'm seeing is some of this is not your energy. When the flower was smaller and was really bright and real easy for you to hold on to, it was exactly what you wanted. It was colorful. It was kind of like hot pink, and then it would become, you know, red, and sometimes it was orange, sometimes it was yellow, and it would just change in vibration, and it was very female. But then when it got bigger, almost like a cloud, kind of like a heaviness above you, and it looks like it goes back and forth, and I don't know what this is, but I see it as there's another demand in your space about how you're supposed to communicate, and it looks like this is what you're working on right now as a being, like what you're learning or what you're working on owning for yourself, is having your communication space without having to have it overwhelming because someone else's demand is in there saying, well, you're supposed to communicate like this. It looks like a male energy. So what I'm just looking at, just this is like the brief, you know, overall, there's nothing wrong with your communication space. It just looks like one thing you're learning how to do is own your space on a communication level with male authority. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
It looks like you, remember, if you heard what I said to Leanne, the last caller, this is a similar picture for you. Find some amusement with that male authority. Like, not rather than needing to respond to it or having to, it looks like you're being called out, kind of like you're supposed to explain yourself. And it looks to me, if you can remember, it's a very old episode of the I Love Lucy show where Ricky told her she had to explain herself. And she really didn't, but she, you know, and how could she? She was busy being funny. So what I'm seeing is the amusement level, like the being funny or the letting yourself simply have your amusement and not let this energy sort of take over. That's going to help a lot. And it's just where you're learning how to own your own communication space right now, Sasha. So that's what you're working on.
Just having fun with it.
Yep.
Rather than being dominated by it.
Exactly. Stop resisting it, find some amusement, and just learn how to let it go, bit by bit by bit. Okay? All right, good luck. And thank you. Thanks so much for calling and you know, go back and listen.
Oh, I definitely will. I usually do.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right, everybody. We've got about another 6 or so minutes left of this show. And I am continuing with, talking about being able to listen to yourself and accessing your own voice and all the rest of it. And my suggestion is, if you're not doing it yet, meditate. Find a way to do that. You can, you know, just go make it up. Or if you want to go find a good recording to help you, go to my website. I have a bunch of them. And if you go to chriscahill.com and go to my store, you'll actually see I have some free ones you can just instantly download. And then I have a bunch more that I have for sale there, but just lots of different meditations. And, you know, maybe that can get you started, or go do it yourself and go figure it out. You might find that a walk in nature is your meditation, or maybe you do Taekwondo and that's your meditation. So to each his or her own, there's no one right way to do any of it. your inner voice, your communication, your expression, your clairaudience, that intuition, telepathy, the ability to hear yourself clearly, to hear and be heard. And that's just all so important and such a part of life. And that's what we're working on tonight. Okay, I have another caller here.
Hi, how are you? Good. I'm Vicki from Maryland.
Vicki, thank you for listening and for calling in. I appreciate
it. I know, I've been listening to all your podcasts.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice to hear. I really appreciate
it. And you're so great.
Oh, thanks. I have a lot of fun doing it, and I really appreciate hearing from people. It's nice. You know, because otherwise you're just talking to yourself, right?
No. I have an issue with relationships.
Oh, well, like, let me get into it. Yeah. Okay. I can give you like a quick little mini reading here because I've only got about 4 minutes left tonight. But tell me, do you want me to take a quick look at a relationship communication?
Yes.
Is it general or one relationship?
One relationship.
Okay. And who is that person?
The person just fell away. Sean.
Sean?
Okay. Sean, like S-E-A-N.
Okay, Sean. Okay. So taking a look at that, I see a picture of you facing Sean and Sean walking away. And you're talking and saying, wait, let's talk about this. Like, wait, we haven't finished communicating. And it looks like you have more to say to Sean, and Sean's just decided he can't hear it, like not wanting to hear it or not being able to. And I see this picture of you having a really hard time with the words that you aren't able to say to that person, that you're just not able to have, they won't be received. And it looks to me like that's kind of creating a well up, a build up or a welling up of grief and pain in your space. And, you know, a grieving of, oh, no, now I never get to say this. And what I'm seeing is not about, you know, trying to solve any of this or, you know, trying to figure out what's right or wrong. And I don't see you doing anything wrong, but I do see that the agreement in the relationship just really came to a close. Like it just, you just completed a section of time in your life. And it looks to like part of what you're learning how to do is you're learning how to use that responsibility that you have, that you've often given away to others, like been responsible for them or taken some of that on, to use that for you now. Like you're actually having a space where the energy used to be directed out of you, and now you get to kind of turn it around and direct it back in, not in a negative way or a self-critical way, but in a more search way, kind of looking. It's this time where, as difficult as some of this may be, what it looks to me like you're doing is you're learning how to communicate within yourself. You're getting, that's your next step. And I know I can only do this briefly because I just have a couple minutes left here, but I just want to say that one of the things I see as a next step is if you can avoid beating yourself up over any of this, like not blaming, you know, out there and not blaming within, but the releasing. There's another level of communication and expression that you are about to take a step toward, and that has to do with this.
Okay.
And that's like in a nutshell. And thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your comments tonight, and thanks for calling.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody, I am so happy to have done tonight's show. I really appreciate you for listening, for calling. I want to mention that this Sunday, June 2nd, I'm doing a live meditation teleseminar from 10 to 11 o'clock Pacific time AM. And if you go to chriscahill.com and go to my Sunday meditation teleseminar page, you'll see all the information about this. But the theme for this week's meditation, now this is a guided meditation, and I do this every Sunday, or I will be till the end of June. I'm going to take a break for the summer. And this week's meditation theme is the art of listening. Oh my gosh, wait, there's a coincidence. But I am focusing on communication and listening this week. You will also be able to find this show as a podcast on iTunes. You can subscribe to my show for free. If you are able to do so, I'd love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. And it's a really easy thing to do. Just go to iTunes and do a search for Psychic Every Day, the podcast, and you'll find me. You can find me here Wednesdays at skidrowstudio.com, Psychic Every Day. And this is Wednesdays from 7 till 8 Pacific time, PM. And again, my website is chriscahill.com. If you want to get my weekly newsletter, go and sign up. Thank you so much for listening, for calling, for being here. And I just want to say that, hey, for this week, how about working on your own communication space and find some fun things to do that have to do with communicating for yourself? And just, you know, start to look at that and see what might that be. Thank you, Mindy. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Skid Row Studios. And good night, everybody.